All right, my beloveds. God got a blessing for you. This is your humble servant, the original Georgia prophet. I'm now in Macon, Georgia, and ready when I'm signed to pray for you. 101. Oh, my God. Get ready now, because God got a blessing for you. I want you to call a friend and call a neighbor and tell them that the original Georgia prophet is now on the air, and God got a blessing for them with the name written on it. Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Get ready now. Oh, my God. And get your Bibles, because we're going into the Word of God. I want you to have this blessing. I know you need it. All your bills are behind. Oh, the man is looking for the car. Your house note is about to go into foreclosure. Crossed up, mixed up, confused. Get your Bible. And I want you to turn to the book of Psalms. Get ready now. The 37th chapter of Psalms. Get ready now. Get ready for your blessing. And get ready for the Word of God. Now get on the phone and call your intimates. Call your mama. Call your sister. And tell them, oh my God, that God got a blessing for you. Yes, he got a blessing for you. Say, prophet, God got a blessing for me this morning. Yes, get up now. Oh, how he watched over you last night. Oh my God. Watched over you as you went in a deep sleep. Didn't know what was going on. No. You didn't know what was going on. But God knew what was going on. He was watching over you. And you rise this morning. Rise. And you was clothed in your right mind. And your blood was running warm in your vein. And oh my God, touch yourself, woman. Touch yourself, man. And you are, what I'm saying, blessed to be, to rise this morning. Did you thank him? No. Thank me, thank Father, thank your Father for looking over me these 24 hours that have passed, and we are in a new day. Now get ready now. And this is your old prophet of God. I have, what I'm saying, traveled all over the world, all over the cities of this country. And I'm now in Macon, Georgia. Oh my God, that's a blessing. And I thank him every day. Now, he brought me here for a blessing now, for to be a blessing to you, Mom. Now, I want to see you. I want to pray for you first, and then I want to set up, what I'm saying, a consultation, a one-on-one consultation with you. You there, what I'm saying. I see you, what I'm saying. You're in trouble. You're back up against the wall. You've been fixed. You've been rooted. And your enemies, what I'm saying, is praying on you. Your house is out of order. My God, children is all, what I'm saying, messed up. The devil have hit your house. And your house about to burn up. You better, what I'm saying, get ready. And I'm going to show you how to get yourself together. Now, did you, what I'm saying, understand? I told you to turn your Bibles to the book of Psalms, the 37th chapter. Fret not thyself because of evils. Neither be thou against you. The workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and withered as the green herbs. All right now. Get ready now. You start reading that scripture. The 37th Psalm. Fret not thyself, O evildoers. They shall be cut off like the grass and wither away. Away. Those evildoers are there. Yes, I know what I'm saying. How you feel at times. Feel like something is on your body, on your mind, and leading you in the wrong direction. The evil doers have came upon you, have touched you in your spirit, and nothing is working for you. Oh my God. Go to church and praise the Lord and hear the preacher and look like what I'm saying, that ain't doing no good. You need to go further into, yes ma'am, yes sir. You need to go down. You've been brushing around the tree, but you got to go down to the root and kill the root. And that's all you've been doing is brushing around the tree. The men ain't what I'm saying in that situation. Yes, and somebody said, I don't believe in evil. I don't even believe in evildoers. I want you to get ready. Now you go back, go on and say, and read that scripture, fret not thyself for evildoer, the 37th Psalm. What did it say? The word. All right now, you that are crossed up. Yes, you're crossed up. The prophet see it. Say, yes, you're telling the truth. I'm messed up. Ain't nothing working for my prophet. Yes, hey. God got a blessing. God got a blessing for you, mom. For you, dad. For you, papa. For you, pa. Granddaddy. Auntie. I want you to get ready now. And write down this important phone number. I want you to call and set up a one-on-one. First, what I'm saying, I'm going to pray for you. And then I'm going to set up a one-on-one consultation with you. I'm going to get you straightened out by faith. If you got the faith here. Oh, my God. If you got the faith to call me. But see, the devil don't want you to call. This is old original Georgia prophet. And God sent me here to Macon, Georgia. Many, what I'm saying, have called the prayer line, and I prayed for them and gave them, what I'm saying, a special scripture to read. I said, go and read the scripture. Go and place it in the right place. The right place. See, you got to know, what I'm saying, how to use the scriptures of the Bible. God left, what I'm saying, the roadmap to success from Genesis to Revelation, if you believe. Many don't believe in prophets. Many don't believe in nothing. Don't believe in God. Oh, my God. But I want to pray for you, woman. I want to pray for you, man. I want to pray the prayer of faith. Because God has a blessing with your name on it. Say, prophet, God got a blessing with my name on it. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. But you got to move by faith. You see what I'm saying? You can't move because the devil got you locked down. Got your spirit locked down. Don't want you to want to say have a peace of mind. Don't want you to have love. Don't want you to have prosperity. Don't want you to have money. Don't want you want to say to meet your obligation. Oh my God, take down this phone number now. You call the prophet of God. I'm speaking to you right now that are crossed up from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I read the scripture to you. Now you go and read it again and you read it, the 37th Psalm. Read it by faith if you want to get yourself straightened out this today. Oh my God. Now write down this phone number. This is an important hotline phone number. If you want to, what I'm saying, get some help. The hotline. It's hot, baby. And everybody else call it and got that, what I'm saying, that scripture. And I prayed for everybody that called. And my God, they are talking right now all over, what I'm saying, Miller, Georgia. All, what I'm saying, around Macon, Middlesville, Forsyth. Oh, my God. Warner Robins, Folk Valley, Cordell. All right now. Get ready now. Are you ready to write it down now? This is the hotline. This is the hotline, the original Georgia prophet hotline to success, peace, love, happiness, and good health. Oh my God, I got a plan. I got a plan will get you, what I'm saying, out of that, what I'm saying, that financial difficulty that you have gotten yourself into. Now write down the phone number. Are you ready? Are you ready? You sure you're ready to write down this hotline phone number? Then call the prophet of God. Now get ready now. Do you have a paper and pencil? I don't want you to write down the wrong phone number. Now write down 478. You got that? Write down 324. You got that? Now write down 3464. And once again, that's 478-324-3464. I'm going to give it out one more time here. And then we're going to go further when I send into that broadcast. That phone number is 478-324-3464. Take it down. Now, if you don't want to use it, you call your someone that need to use it and will use it, that got faith. Now, those people that have called me, I put announcements on the radio. Call the prophet of God. Call the original Georgia prophet, Reverend H.C. Lockhart. Many called, and I gave them the right scripture for their knees. And I told them where to take it and how to use it and when to use it. And many, what I'm saying, was blessed. Many was delivered because God had a blessing with their name written on it. And they even know it. And just like what I'm saying, now, you hear what I'm saying? The original Georgia prophet, the man of faith, the man of courage, the man that is standing on God's word and holding up his word. I've been through the storm. I know what I'm saying when you get a doubt, when you get broke and don't have the money to meet your obligation. I've been through that storm. And that's the reason I can talk to you. Yes, I've been through those storms, those raving storms of life, and still going through them. Now, you there, what I'm saying, are going through that financial storm. Oh, my God. Going through that marriage storm, that cross-condition storm. Yes, you've been, what I'm saying, going through those storms, and you don't know how to go through them. But God, what I'm saying, I want you to know. God, what I'm saying, giving me, what I'm saying, the answer for you. And he told me to tell you that he got a blessing for you. But you must put forth, what I'm saying, the first step. And if you put the first step, move in the first step, but he, what I'm saying, will move in the second and the third. Yes, ma'am, he will step you out of that situation that you're in right now. That divorce situation. Oh, yes, I hit it. Yes, ma'am, that confusion. Yes, many on the sound of my voice, your nature has went to sleep on you. Oh, my God. But I got to, what I'm saying, the plan, what I'm saying, to wake that up. That's right. Oh, my God. Your finance, your money has went to sleep on you. Your luck has, what I'm saying, went into a situation that you don't know how to fix it. You there, what I'm saying, with that cross condition on you, and you don't even know it. You that have walked over the wrong thing. You hear me, and hear me real good. You there, those evil workers, what I'm saying, is working against you on your job. Now write down this phone number. Now let's go into this phone number. The hotline to success. The hotline to deliverance. The hotline to prosperity. Yes, many are under that. My voice are sick with unnatural sickness. That unnatural sickness spirit is upon you. All right, now I want you to hear me. Write down this phone number, the hotline phone number to assess, get rid of the trouble, get rid of the problems. Yes, ma'am, the hotline. That's right. This is the original Georgia prophet, Reverend H.C. Lockhart. I'm standing on the word of God. And I want to tell you that God has a blessing with your name written on it. If you got the faith to receive it, now write down the phone number. Because I need to pray for you. I need to see you in person. I need to pray and you, what I'm saying, come to me and let me lay hands on you. And I believe, what I'm saying, God going to straighten you up through, what I'm saying, the power of God. Oh, my God, I'm standing on the word of God on this morning. All right, now write down the phone number where you can get in touch with the old Georgia prophet, the original Georgia prophet. Call me. I'm now in Macon, Georgia. That phone number is 478-324-3464. And once again, 478-324-3464. Give it out once again. 478-748-324-3464. Now, if you need this scripture. All right now. If you need help, if you need the prophet of God to pray for you and give you this scripture to read by faith, and I want to give it to you. I want you to come see the prophet and let me, what I'm saying, pray for you. And I'll see you in the spirit right now, woman. You can't hide. You can't hide, man. I see you. You about, what I'm saying, 43 years old. I see you, woman. You daughter about 36 years old. Oh, my God. I see you, brother, about 76. Time is catching up with you. I see you. I see you, what I'm saying, in need. I don't, what I'm saying, to discriminate. I don't care what color you are, what race you are. God, what I'm saying, see you, what I'm saying, in one way, you need help. And this is the prophet speaking to you right now, the original Georgia prophet. Say, who is that? Look like I heard that name before. The original Georgia prophet. Yes, this is him. And God have directed me here in Macon, Georgia. And I'm set up here on the east side of Macon, Georgia. Wherever you are, that's no problem. You can get here. The GPS, what I'm saying, will put you direct in my driveway by faith. Technology is something else. Google is something else. Now listen, I want you, my friend, my loved one, my Christian friend, you there need help right now. I want you to have this scripture. And this, whatever the problem might be, I got a scripture for you. Whatever the situation, I got a plan for you. If you got the time to get yourself straightened out, and you know what I'm saying, I'm a spiritual, a prophet of God. That's right. I stand on the word. I'm not no false prophet. I'm the real thing. That's right. You call what I'm saying, Sis Sally, Sis Brenda, Brother John, Henry. Oh my God. And you ask them, What I'm saying, what the prophet say they call, what I'm saying, the prayer line. And the prophet of God prayed for them and seen, what I'm saying, what the problem was, and told them to go, what I'm saying, to the problem there in the home, in the car, in the job, on the job. I want you to hear me now. Those that are bound by drugs, those that, what I'm saying, with court cases, with lawsuits pending. Oh, my God. Something, what I'm saying, is wrong. You can't get your hand on no money. That's right. My God. The man hit you. He hit you in your car. Yes, he did. He hit you, woman. And you can't get nothing out, what I'm saying, the accident. Well, you need the prophet of God to pray for you and look into that case. You there with that drug case, with that lawsuit. You there with that marriage, my God, case. Oh, my God. Got hurt on the job and can't do nothing because the evildoer got you bound, got you tied up. All right, now, get ready. Get ready for the blessing of God to come down upon your life like raindrops from the sky. Get ready now. I want you to have this blessing. Have this blessing. That's right. I say it's with your name written on it. And many want to say under the sign of my voice right now, don't believe that. That God have a blessing with your name written on it. Now I want you to hear me now. This is the original Georgia prophet. Yes, right in Macon, Georgia. And I got what I'm saying, a scripture that I want you, what I'm saying, to read on this week. I want you to read it. If you got the faith, now write down this phone number. And you get in a hurry right now and start calling. Because God has a blessing with your name written on it, my friend. If you got the faith, if you got the faith right now to move by faith, move towards that phone right now. Move towards your phone. You got your phone in your hand. Call me now, 478-324-3464. All right now. Get ready now. Get ready what I'm saying. I want to talk to you. I want to pray for you. I want to pray the prayer of faith upon you. If you got the faith. Do you have the faith, Mom? Do you have, what I'm saying, a problem? Do you have a problem, man? And I know what I'm saying, that you, what I'm saying, can get help on today if you got the faith. And I believe what I'm saying, you got the faith. And you got the, what I'm saying, the faith right now. Get ready. Get ready now, because God finna do something now. God finna do something right now. Oh, my God. Oh, did you write down the phone number? Did you write it down? Write it down right now. And let what I'm saying, God, what I'm saying, move upon your life right now. That phone number is 478-324-3464. Men are calling. I got a scripture for you. I got a scripture I want you to read, and I want to pray for you over the scripture, and I want to tell you where to take the scripture and place it in your home. All right, now get ready. Get ready now, because God get ready, what I'm saying, to bless you. Yes, he getting ready to bless you real good. Oh, my God. He getting ready to bless you right now by faith. By faith. By faith, oh my God, oh by faith, oh get ready now, we finna want to say close out this broadcast, but I want to tell you, God got a blessing with your name on it. All right now, I want you to tune in next Sunday the same time, 7 a.m. Sunday morning. Good morning, I love you.